Still the one.
You know why I'm playing this song?
No, why?
This is a great piece of yacht rock right here from the band Orleans. And right now,
No, not right now. It'll be a little later.
Why?
Because there's a solicit.
Am I not going to do the solicit? Can I not do the solicit right now?
In about 30 minutes.
Yeah. I did the last solicit myself.
No, I know. And we'll do it later.
Oh, God.
Oh, corporate Craig.
Boy, it's terrible to have your manager of audio operations in studio.
It's all set up.
Craig, you're going to get booted back this way. Watch that quick.
Tomorrow and Friday.
No, this show was going great.
And then all of a sudden, Bergman's like, I should have told you. I should have told
you. No, it's not what I say we're doing.
Thumbs down.
When it's supposed to.
Yeah. When it's supposed to.
Thumbs down.
My ass.
You're in Gladiator?
Okay, so I promised a couple of nuggets. Here they are. Number one, I really like this signing for the Rams, Darius Williams, cornerback.
Okay.
Great signing.
Played 34 games with Jacksonville, made 29 starts, interceptions, 35 deflections. He's a really top-end cornerback, which they needed.
A legit cornerback now, and it's the first one you've had since when
Jalen Ramsey?
Jalen Ramsey was here.
Yeah, yeah. The other nugget, Jared Vanderbilt, according to Jovan Buha, is trending up. He says, I've heard Vando is progressing upward. It sounds like he's going to be back this season. It's just a matter of timing. Is it 2 weeks from now? Is it 4 weeks from now? There's a big difference in terms of when he returns. Now, I think that is gigantic. He's their second best defensive player. If they can get Jared Vanderbilt back, it changes their team defense entirely.
That would be a fantastic to get him back, except he's going to have to get back into playing shape.
Correct.
So even if it's 4 weeks from now, what is that? Another 10 games?
Get him in time for the playoffs.
Maybe just in time for the playoffs. He gets a good 2, 3, 4 games before the playoffs.
Yeah.
To get a little ramp up. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, it would be
especially
great.
Especially with Steph Curry now out for a couple games.
Now, right? Do we know if Steph is out Saturday when the Lakers play?
I got a little update for you.
Okay.
Steph Curry is not going to travel with the team on this current trip. However, he is going to rejoin the team for practice Friday in LA with the intention that if he does well there, could play Saturday against the Lakers.
Of course he'll play against the Lakers because everybody comes back and plays against the Lakers.
Listen, just look at the standings.
Oh, right.
The
Lakers,
they're
jumbled up there. See, tomorrow night, Ireland would mock
one
this.
One of the games of the year.
It is the most important game
for
the Lakers in a while because this is a chance to pull within one half of the seven and potentially within one and a half of the six.
If they lose tomorrow night to the Kings, we stop talking about six.
Correct. Six has sailed. Yeah.
Because you have to catch the teams ahead of you. So it's not just your record. It's are you beating the teams that are in front of you that you're trying to catch? So right now, Dallas is in front of them. They got to beat the Mavs. Do they play the Mavs again? You got to chase down the Mavs.
Yep.
Right
I
now,
think they do.
Who's the eight right now?
The eight is the Mavs.
Who's the seven then?
It's the Kings.
Kings are seven. The Mavs are the eight. The Lakers are nine. And the Warriors are 10.
Right.
So you've got to pass up those three teams. You got to pass up the Kings, the Mavs, and then right now I think six is
Phoenix. And just above them is the Pelicans.
I don't know that you can get to six. The Phoenix has the hardest schedule in the league, but they have all three of their guys back.
If Bradley Beal is back and playing well, that's a tough team.
A tough team to run down.
It's going to come down to tomorrow night, and then that East Coast road trip is going to be critical.
But do you know
Memphis, at Indiana, at Brooklyn, at Toronto, at Washington. There's
some
wins in there, but
Toronto, Washington are winnable.
The difference between even eight
Memphis
and nine
obviously
is
winnable
huge, because eight means you get two cracks at it.
Yep,
two
nine
home
means
games.
It's one and done.
Yeah.
No,
well, you
want to
be the seven, then you get two. You're guaranteed two home games.
Correct.
But if the 10, you're going on the road for two games.
9 and 10, you got one game at home against the Warriors.
Which, if Steph Curry just hits from anywhere, he can take the game over by himself.
Right.
So to see him, it's a tough sled. But the thing is, on Wednesday, seeing the Kings, Domantas Sabonis just has his way against Anthony Davis and the Lakers every single time. 9-0 in his last nine against the Lakers. I don't know what it is, but he has.
This
stats.
Is where they would really use a Jared Vanderbilt on a matchup like that.
Sure.
With Sabonis, there's two ways to defend him. You either outquick him or out physical him. And they don't have anyone who could do either right now.
No, and Jackson Hayes isn't going to be doing that. No. They don't have enough bigs on this team. besides Anthony Davis.
Well, Anthony Davis can do it, but then you pull him away from the rim.
Right, exactly. And this is why they get beat on the offensive boards all the time.
Well, this is what they were talking about before. Last week against the Kings in the same situation, he had to go guard Domantas Sabonis, so Malik Monk and De'Aaron Fox were just running free. If he tried to go over to them, then Domantas Sabonis was free.
Yeah.
And it's just, they went off on each other.
Yeah. Tomorrow night, critical. It's critical. So, Momo, have you ever heard of Cut?
The restaurant?
No, Cut, K-U-T-T. This is the brand new person-to-person gambling app.
Ah, cool.
I'm sorry, gaming app?
I got you.
It's a gaming app.
So, you can bet real money against people. So far, I have made 9 bets on Cut, $10 each.
How do you think he's doing? Out of those 9 bets, how many do you win?
Mason's pretty good. He's probably like 5, 6.
How about 3 and 6?
Oh, okay.
3 and 6.
It's going really well so far.
You want to bet against me. If you're on Cut, go download the app, K-U-T-T, or go to their website, K-U-T-T.com. Sign up. There's a 10% deposit bonus when you jump in, and then make sure you join the ESPN LA community where you can send us bets directly.
So you bet they bet against you?
Correct.
Oh, I think that all the time.
Yeah.
It's not
like poker.
You're pretty tight.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
This one bets.
Did you win your bet last night?
I actually did not.
I lost last night. I lost last night also.
Somebody sent me a bet. We were on the same bet.
Yeah, it was Chicago Bulls +3.5 last night.
I don't know
Bulls
why
have
I
been
made
good.
That.
Against Dallas.
They've been winning.
And Dallas just beat them up.
Yeah. Luka was great.
Yeah. So, download the app. It's fun. We're having fun. I'm not having as much fun as Bergman. Bergman's winning and I'm losing.
I'm 12-7.
All right.
I'm doing pretty well. I'm up to like 30, 40 bucks.
Yeah, that's you got to take that. All right. I want to remind everybody that BB Go Fifth Row Fridays is going on. Now, this is the last one, I think.
Are you serious?
This is the last week. Yeah.
Last week of BB Go Fifth Row Fridays because the season's coming to an end. And that means you pay attention to absolutely everything we say on the show this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. There will be a question from each day. Answer them correctly on Friday at 3:30, and you will score fifth row seats for Lakers, Minnesota. Oh, that's a great game. At Crypto on Monday, March the 18th. So again, pay attention to absolutely everything. And it's all courtesy of BBGO, the official game day snack of the Los Angeles Lakers. Coming up next for you, crazy pitching stat that tells you everything you need to know about major league pitchers right now. That's next. Mason in Ireland, Momo's here, Bergman's here, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Little nugget here. Tyler Glasnow for the Dodgers got a standing ovation after dominating 5 1/3 Fire innings at spring training. No hits.
At 8 Ks, I think.
Yeah, 8 Ks.
No, he was fantastic. That's a warm-up for Sol. Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah. Do you like the fact that he's pitching first?
No.
I didn't really get it.
I don't get it. I don't get why Yamamoto's not going first.
It made sense to me. $325 million, you're the number one starter.
Is there, let's take a little heat off? Is that what's going on?
Maybe, but it's also Yu Darvish is pitching. You'd think that you'd in Seoul, you want to have Yamamoto Darvish.
Yamamoto
that first game.
Darvish is a great matchup, especially in Asia.
Yeah, so now it's going to be Yamamoto Musgrove in game 2.
Joe Musgrove going game 2. Are you excited for these 3 a.m. games, Momo?
I don't know. Why is it so early?
Well, because there's a time difference in Seoul.
I don't mean early in the morning. I mean, they're like a week before the season starts.
I think it's travel. I think they're building travel into when did the Dodgers leave for Seoul?
They're going to leave in the next couple of days. They play on Saturday against the Kaiwoom Heroes, I think. Kaiwoom Heroes. I don't know who it is. But yeah. I don't know.
Nailed that one.
No, I did not at all. Absolutely missed that.
When in doubt.
Yeah. But no, they are.
Say it with confidence.
Yes, I know. Kaiwoom Heroes.
There you go. That's correct.
On Saturday playing. So I think they're getting there in the next couple days.
I mean, I just think these should all be exhibitions. I don't know why these are regular season games that need to count.
I am totally in on this. Grow the game. I understand why you're pitching in Asia, why you're throwing games in Asia.
But make it like when they did the trip to Taiwan. It's an exhibition.
But when
Bring the Dodgers, minor leaguers, a couple stars, it's fine.
When the Dodgers went to
Australia.
It messed them up.
Those were real games.
Were real games.
And Clayton Kershaw still talks about that. Like, it was not good for him to start the season two weeks early.
He hurt his back on the plane on the ride home, and it's never been the same.
You think Australia is the reason why Kershaw has never been the same?
Ask him. He will tell you that.
Yeah.
Like it's
that flight.
It's 19 hours.
It hurt.
That flight.
It hurt his back.
Yeah.
His back has never been the same. Put two and two together. I don't think there's any other way to look at it.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting. I don't know.
I think it's
cool. I think it's fun to be first.
Yeah, but why
game of the season?
A game that counts.
Yeah, it doesn't have to count. And also, they're coming back and playing more spring training games.
Correct.
Right, it's weird.
Yeah, they're coming back playing more spring training games, and then they don't open for real until
March 28th,
yeah.
By the way, we'll be at Clearman's Galley again on March 28th.
Nice.
Of the moment that Steve Mason was hammered on the air.
Whoa, I would not say hammered.
What would you call it?
Buzzed.
No.
Yeah, I had a light buzz.
That was not a light buzz.
That was a light buzz.
You couldn't speak.
I could speak. I remember saying to you, hey, wait a minute. This is my show.
John was so annoyed. He turned to me. He doesn't ever really talk to me that much.
It's true.
Yeah. He turned to me in the middle of the segment and been like, so I'm going to talk to Greg now. Like, he took Steve out of it.
Wait a minute, it's my show.
He had three martinis in...
Three martinis in a very short period of time.
30 minutes, maybe?
Did you eat before you drank them?
No. And Morales is the one that kept teeing up the martinis. Morales is like, have another martini.
They were great, though. They were great.
They were nice, dirty martini. It's delicious.
Oh, I love that. I
didn't drink that day.
I drank a lot during spring training this weekend, and it was like... We went to this place. I don't even know if I should share the name of this place because then everyone will go there and it's not going to be the mystery around it.
Okay.
But it's called the Trophy Room. It's in Phoenix. If you're going to Dodger spring training or any spring training, you got to go there. You have to like book a reservation and they take your cell phone away before you walk inside. You put it in like a locked cubby. And
it's amazing.
It's like one of these kind of places. And there's
like a speakeasy?
Yeah, it's a speakeasy. And they have like holograms that go on the wall. So
Like
the theme of it feels like you're going for a hunt or something.
Okay.
And they have these holograms of like these ducks on the wall. And the more you drink, the more you're like, dude, look at those ducks. Like, man, there's three of them. But the cocktails are so good. They have stuff in them that I would never think to put in a cocktail. There's like each drink has 12 things in it. And you're like, I don't even know what that's going to taste like. She's like, this is our version of an old fashioned. I'm like, okay, cool.
Oh, delicious.
This is our version of
an
espresso martini. And it was so good. So,
espresso martini's really good.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I read an article about bartenders.
I just drank it so fast because it was so good.
I read an article about bartenders, and their advice was always get the specialty drinks.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because they put a lot of time into, you know how you've got that one list of names, what do they call them?
Cosmos.
No,
I don't know.
Mixologists.
Mixologists.
That's what I'm looking for. They spend a lot of time putting these together.
Right.
Now,
yeah.
I went to a place up the street from me called Little Fatties, and I ordered this drink called a cricket.
Okay.
And
that sounds
interesting. I've had a grasshopper before.
It's like a grasshopper. Okay. And I forget the exact name, but
cream
it was green.
Cream to cacao, cream to menthe, and something.
You're
and
on the right track.
Yeah,
it was like kind of like that. Yeah. But it had an actual cricket on the ice cube. It had one of those big square ice cubes with a cricket.
Oh,
couldn't
drink.
Oh
yeah, no.
Couldn't drink
I couldn't
it.
Do that.
I don't want a bug in my drink. Yeah. Thank you.
What's the place that you and I went to last year, and we got a drink, and they lit it on fire?
Yeah, that's Taverna.
Taverna, yeah.
That's Neil Everett's place.
Yeah, Neil Everett, and it was a cocktail. It was a crafted cocktail from a mixologist. Yeah. Yes?
No.
No?
The cheese was on fire. The drinks were cold.
No. I've had drinks on fire. They're dope.
I thought they lit the
cheese.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, and no, everybody yelled OPA. It's not as fun.
I have OPA.
I mean, it was cool. A drink on fire.
Yeah, no, drink on fire is cool.
I love that.
Alcohol when you light it on fire is like,
it looks cool.
Ooh. Oh yeah, it will burn.
It's a flambe.
Yes, I do have a question for you guys because you know, Momo said that she was a little litty during the weekend. So what is your phrase that you, when someone hears that you say that phrase or something, you're like, oh, she went a little too hard.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I have one.
Oh, like when I'm like, I said, you guys, I'm a little bit faded right now.
Yeah.
Oh, but you sound chill. Like me.
I'm very chill. Like when I, well, the problem was, I have, as I said, I was eating very well the whole time. And then I thought we were going to dinner. So I didn't have any snacks. Like, we were going to have a nice dinner at this place that's very expensive, nice, good food, whatever.
Right.
And they go, oh, no, we're doing drinks first. I'm like, well, I should not eat on an empty stomach. Do they have any food there? And they're like, no. So then you kind of do two cocktails there because it's sort of it's a minimum order.
Right.
The first one was called a stiff drink that I got. It was so good. There must be so much alcohol in there.
Nice.
And the next one, I was like, you guys, I have to have food with this. I cannot even sit up. I'm looking at the ducks all night. Like, I'm so faded right now.
Yeah.
And on one drink. And I had, so I got the espresso martini thing because it came with an Oreo.
Faded,
like,
yeah.
Like, I was like slumped in my chair.
Yeah.
Like, and it came with an Oreo on top, the espresso martini.
Okay.
And they said, don't eat the Oreo, drink it so you smell the Oreo. As I said, I'm eating that Oreo.
Yeah, right. You needed it.
I couldn't even sit up.
Bergman, is there anything you say when you're, what's the tip off that you're hammered?
The tip off of them are hammered when my head starts to spin. I don't know. Like,
no, like
you
like,
don't do like for me. Like if I'm like, hey, and all I say is like, hey,
okay,
you're like,
okay,
oh,
I see what
she's
you're saying.
Drunk.
No, I get very lovey. I get very
you seem
happy.
Like a happy guy.
I am a happy drunk that gets very lovey. I started putting my arm around you. I love you, man. You're
that's
just the
my
best.
Friend. I love you.
Yeah,
I
definitely,
love
I love you,
you
man, guy. I can't help it.
Brian, do you have one?
Not really. Not that I can think of.
I got one. I got
all
one.
Right, let's get
one.
Hammered.
Yeah.
Find out.
Yeah.
We'll just keep feeding you drinks.
Yeah.
Okay, I got one.
I know.
Here's what I say. Where was I?
You're in the middle of a sentence.
In the middle of a story, and I forget what the story is, and then I say, where was I?
Okay. I have to tell you,
I can
have
actually
seen
picture
drunk.
Yeah, me too.
It's
100%
real.
Drunk Mace and I, when we were at the lobby bar in Bristol.
Yes, a gigantic margarita.
He got the biggest drink I've ever seen, and he just was like, how many of these martinis have I had?
Where was I?
Pull that, please. There's one of those that's got to be clean.
So I mentioned this pitching thing that I want to get to because I've been taught in the radio business to pay off your teasers.
Pay off the tease.
So I find this to be pretty amazing. You know, pitchers don't pitch complete games anymore, right?
No.
Hardly ever. It's very rare. I bet you there was fewer than 10 complete games last
year. I'll go with 12, but okay.
Okay. So pitchers do not go through the third time in the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Bergman, do you have this stat? Because I completely lost it.
So in, I think it was 1988, it was, I got to go into my cent mail now, so let's just, you know.
But really good stat.
It's
worth the wait.
It was in 1988 around, they had, it would be 58% of the pitchers overall were going three times through the lineup. As of last year.
This is an analytics thing, though.
Yeah.
No, in other words, you see the lineup for the third time.
Yeah, I know.
It used to be you would, and what was the rate? 58%.
So in 1988, 58.1% of starting pitchers got through the lineup three times. Last year, 2023, 12.5.
Wow.
Only 12.5% of the time does a pitcher get through the lineup for a third time. That's
analytics.
That is
analytics. It is 100% analytics.
Blake Snell started the whole thing.
I know. And Glass now, by the way, whatever you guys
he's
say
probably,
about
he's not going to see the lineup for a third time very often.
Probably
sixth
not.
Inning.
I don't know. If he pitches like that, I mean, he will go as far as he can go. As long as your pitch count is low, the Dodger will let you go deep. But if you start hitting 85, 95 pitches, you're done. You're coming out. It doesn't matter what inning it is.
Right.
So I think that's a lot of it. And he's going to be a strikeout pitcher, too, which is nice.
Yeah, I mean, I think what the basic game plan now for Major League Baseball is let's get six innings out of our starter,
mm-hmm.
and then let's throw fireballer after fireballer after closer. That's you go fireballer, closer.
Yep.
And you rarely see guys get into the third time through the lineup. And I think the Dodgers are going to manage their rotation very, very carefully. Tyler Glasnow has never started more than 21 games in a season. So that's going to be critical that they dial back some of his workload. That's why there's some talk, and I don't think it's been made official in any way, that the Dodgers could potentially go with a six-man rotation this year.
I can see that. Well, I also think baseball needs to consider what is a win now. Because, you know, you're supposed to be, it's got to be at least five innings, right?
Yes.
That's
to
win,
get the
yeah.
win. And there's a lot of times where it doesn't happen anymore. Like, this idea, like that's why people win a Cy Young with 12 wins.
Yeah, the win stat doesn't mean anything yeah. anymore. People aren't going to get 300 career wins anymore. No. That's just not, it's
no,
not a
I
thing anymore.
I think Jacob deGrom, didn't he win one when he was 12-14 yeah. or something like
yep.
that with
well,
the Mets?
Yeah.
But he was completely dominant. He yeah. was just on a very bad team. All right, coming up next for you, the all-time coolest NIL deal for a college
right.
football player. Very cool. And the hardest part of living in L.A. is definitely what I'm going to tell you next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. Congratulations to Francisco Castillo from Northridge. He is going to join us for Yachtly Crew on March the 29th at the Whiskey. Keep on listening for your chance to win. I think everybody from the station is going to be there that night.
It's going to be so much fun. I actually saw them live at the, I think it's the Starlight Bowl in Burbank. Have you ever
oh,
been
yeah?
there?
No.
Oh, it was fantastic. It was the most amazing event I've been to live,
wow.
I think, in a long
wow.
time.
Wow. Okay,
like,
cool.
Legitimately, the saxophonist stood one row in front of where we were sitting and played Baker Street. Directly
oh,
in front of
love
us.
Baker Street. Yeah.
So it was me, Morales, and Steffa in the back.
Yep.
Just looking at the guy singing, playing the saxophone.
Yeah.
Amazing.
By the way,
amazing.
I'm in the market for a sailor suit. So if you know,
nice.
If you've got a bead on one, go ahead and tweet me at Venice.
And
May.
Those shoes we were talking about earlier?
The deck, you
the
called
Sperry's.
Them topsiders.
Topside
Sperry's. Sperry's. It's a weird name.
Yeah. Francisco.
There's Baker Street, by the way.
Francisco is super excited, by the way, to go hang out with you guys. He said he hasn't been out in a while. And he goes, I want to hang out with the crazies.
Cool.
Like, oh, yeah.
It's going to be,
yeah.
we'll make it fun. I promise you.
Definitely
going
to have a great
again?
Time.
Yeah.
The whiskey.
Whiskey-a-go-go.
7:10 night at the Whiskey with Yachtly
like
Crew.
Yeah.
Come join us.
Come join us.
What day is it?
March 29th, Friday night,
Friday.
March 29th.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
Are you not
going to
do it in Ireland?
Nice.
That was close.
You know that was?
If it was any other night?
If it was any other night.
It was a soft yes.
Yes. A soft yes. Right. Hard maybe.
Way to bring it all the way around.
Hard maybe, soft yes.
Soft yes.
Yeah. That's
how do we make it a hard yes?
As we get closer. I will decide.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Just ask me again. Like, I don't know what I'm doing that day. I don't know what else is going on. But as we get closer, if I don't have something better to do, I will.
Oh, there you go. Right.
Yeah,
this last
there's not
chance
a
saloon.
Bigger name on the other line, you know?
All right. So one of the things I aspire to do in my life is to someday, somewhere, somehow, fly on a PJ.
I've
never been on a private jet ever.
You have?
No,
Momo,
you've been on a private jet.
I've been on a few things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have too. They're
none
amazing.
None of which I paid for.
How did you get on one?
Yeah, how did you get on
my
one?
My uncle owned one for a little while. So the camp that I used to go to, we would fly home on the PJ, and it was amazing. You walked around, just get food. It was great.
Yeah,
amazing.
So Jackson
wow.
Dart. Remember
yeah.
Jackson Dart,
yeah.
who was going to USC?
Yep.
Now he's at Tennessee.
Yeah.
He has a new NIL deal with a company called Nicholas Air.
Okay.
It's a private jet company based out of Oxford, Mississippi.
Okay.
So the deal, which has formally been announced, gives him access to a fleet of 7 private jets.
Wow.
They range from 356 cubic feet of cabin space to 1,884 cubic feet of cabin. That's hard to say. And he uses the jets for travel, training, and philanthropy.
Oh, come on. This is too good.
Is that not the best NIL? That is fantastic.
The best that you can get.
Oh. I always watch Succession. I'm like, they're always
totally.
On their PJs. And they talk about, they call them PJs. And I'm like, if you know private jets well enough to call them PJs, you've probably been on a lot of them.
So I've only been on PJs for stories I was doing.
Okay.
And the first one was really cool. I was excited. We took off from like the aviation here at LAX,
yep. whatever,
Atlantic Aviation, and flew up to Vancouver because I was doing a story with Jack Johnson, who was a hockey player on the Kings at the time.
Oh,
he
yeah,
was,
yeah.
He took a private jet to go to the opening ceremonies of the Olympics. And it was really fun. But I remember feeling very much like, It is a really small little jet, even though it's cool and you get food.
But you can walk around and get food.
Tight.
You can't walk. Well,
that was a small one, I think.
Succession private jet. Yeah, you can walk around and they got beds and
stuff.
And
the one that was really cool was I flew with Dan Gilbert and his co-owners of the Cavs. Because he lives in Michigan. He lives in Detroit, but the Cavs play.
Oh, that's right. Dan Gilbert. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they just take off from this little private airstrip outside of, you know, like in Cleveland. And it was like a game they were playing. Like, oh, is the flight going to be 26 minutes tonight or 24 minutes? And I was like, that's like next level, PJ.
That is next level.
I mean, because you're like, oh, it's like, is it going to take me 41 minutes to make it on the 5 freeway? Or is it going to take me 45 today?
Somebody is listening right now who owns a private jet. Yeah. Somebody out there.
Yeah.
They should take you.
They should take me.
Yeah, I don't know why I say this company, but I know like a guy. He's like the head legal department. He's always in and out of like private jets. Yeah, because right. He works. I will show it to you, and then I'll see what I can.
Well, I feel
where
like
where do you want
to go? That's a great way to get to know you.
Yeah, yeah. I want to go to New York.
That's a long way.
That's a lot. Good lot because you experience a lot of the private jet amenities if you take a longer flight.
That's true.
So I'd like to go to New York.
Okay.
Okay, but literally anywhere is cool.
Oh, yeah, anyway, I mean, like fly me to Vegas, I take it. Yeah, fly me to Vegas.
Yeah, it's totally good. Be great.
Exactly.
I'm just trying to expand your field of potential PJ hosts.
Miami.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
You should take one to Costa Rica.
Oh,
damn, I can't do that, baby.
How great would that be?
Do you think Jacob has a PJ?
What's up, Jacob?
Jacob may.
Jacob should.
I'm sure he's been on one.
With his face on it.
If someone has one.
Yeah, with his face on it.
That's the guy.
Call Jacob.
With his face on it, that's right.
And it says, call Jacob.
It's yellow, it's upside down.
Yeah.
It says Jacob Edamame.
It's got the Lakers logo.
Yeah,
so he's an official sponsor, so all that true. Stuff.
We should have him take us somewhere.
Mm-hmm. I'm all for that. We will talk to him coming up next because we're going to do Game of Games. Whose game is it today?
Momo?
Not mine.
Momo, it's Momo's game?
Is it?
Is it?
It's not mine.
It's not mine.
Tomorrow.
Mine's Friday. When,
I don't know.
Is it mine? Yours?
I'm on Thursday.
Is it mine?
It's yours.
Oh, I'll work something up really quick. let me put something together real quick. That's coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time. Jacob Imrani is here to play. Jacob, how are you feeling?
I am feeling great. How are you feeling?
You feel lucky for this game?
Oh, I always feel lucky when I come in here.
Okay. Second place lucky or first place
second
lucky?
Place lucky?
Second place lucky.
You know, I think Jacob's looking rather debonair as well. Today.
Yeah,
he does. He's got the sweater.
Sweater over his shoulders.
How do you keep it from staying on? Do you ever think about tying it in the front?
Actually, it stays on pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
All right, good. Yeah. All right so here's it's a simple game. It's fact or fiction. So I'm going to give you, I'll give you a fact. You tell me if it's real or if I made it up.
You know, you think how you said that, but okay. I'll give you a fact and you tell me if it's real or I made it up.
Okay, let me change this. I'll read this thing I wrote and then you tell me if it's fact or fiction.
Statement.
Okay. Number one, there is a species of spider that is essentially immortal because it can revert to its juvenile form after reaching maturity. Bergman, is that fact or is that fiction?
I've actually heard this before. It's fact.
Fact. Jacob.
You sounded so... I'm going fiction.
Fiction. Momo.
Fact.
Fact. Brian.
Hey, I'm going to go fiction as well.
Fiction. Lara.
I don't know, man. Greg, don't steer me wrong. I'm going to go with fact.
Yeah, Greg steered you wrong. The correct answer is fiction.
I have no idea.
I could tell.
Just totally. Yeah, the way
Brian goes. Like something a spider would be able to do. Like they shed
you know
their
who won me
something.
Over?
Everything
it was Momo.
Dies.
Yeah, Momo. Momo said it was, and I believe Momo.
Yeah, I tried to be very creative in the made-up facts.
Yes, right. Yeah,
it was creative. Definitely.
Number two, James Naismith. Actually created the game of basketball using a trash pail, not a peach basket, as is widely reported. Jacob, is that fact or is that fiction?
I believe that is fiction.
Fiction. Momo.
Fiction.
Fiction. Brian.
Fiction.
Fiction. Lara.
Fact.
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 Bergman. Fact.
Fact.
The correct answer is fiction. No, to the best of my knowledge, he did use a peach basket, as is widely reported.
Right. That's been reported a lot.
Jacob has two. Brian has two. Momo has one. Nobody else on the board yet. Number three, the total weight of ants on Earth.
Okay.
The bug, not the woman who's like, married to your...
right. Aunt Midge, we're not talking
right.
about her.
The total weight of ants on Earth is about equal to the weight of humans on Earth. Is that fact or is that fiction, Momo?
Wow.
A lot of ants.
There's a lot of ants.
I'm going to say fact.
Momo says fact. Brian?
I'm going to go fiction.
Fiction. Laura?
I don't know. I'm going to go fiction.
Fiction. Bergman.
So when I do these, I try to go like fiction, fact. So I'll go fact.
Going fact. And Jacob.
I will go fact as well on this
Jacob,
one.
You were wise to do it, and you have taken a lead. Yeah. It is a fact. Jacob 3, Momo 2, Brian 2, Bergman 1, Laura yet to hit the board.
Another Romo.
Another Romo.
I'm just going to go for that.
Now. Here's number 4.
You can still get back in it. You're
the
good.
Original name for the Google search engine was Backrub. Is that fact or is that fiction? Brian?
Fiction.
Fiction. Laura?
Fiction.
Fiction. Bergman?
Fiction.
Fiction. Jacob?
I would have to say fiction.
Fiction. Momo.
Backrub.
I don't think that's true, but I'm going to just say fact because I want to take the lead.
And you were right to do it. It was originally called Backrub.
Backrub?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. Later changed to the name
Look
Google.
At that. Potpourri of lies now.
That's not potpourri of lies. That's 100% real.
Tell me lies.
Wow. What is it? What Googling now?
Love it.
Google originally.
Backrub.
Backrub.
Yeah. It's going to come up.
Google, true story behind Google's hilarious first name,
oh
Backrub.
God.
Yeah, there you go. Thank
wow.
you.
Wow.
Thank you. Wow. A live fact-checking on the air.
Wow.
Okay. Wow.
It's Jacob 3, Momo 3, Brian 2, Bergman 1.
I was making a move.
The wow. average of women's scores on the SAT are 30% higher than the average of men's scores. Is that fact or is that fiction, Laura?
I know it's fact, but I don't know if 30 is a correct, so I'm going to go with fiction.
Going with fiction. Bergman.
It's fact.
Fact. Jacob.
I'll go fact.
Fact. Momo.
What, 30 points or 30%
higher than the average fiction. Of men's scores. Momo says fiction. Mm-hmm. And Brian.
I'm going to go fact.
The correct answer is fiction. Oh. Yeah, I completely made that up. I have no idea what the SAT
might
is.
We do score higher, but not 30.
That's yeah. ridiculous.
You went against the woman on Women's History Month.
I didn't go against women. I just had a question.
30% is ridiculous.
That's a big
That is absolutely yeah. statistically significant to yeah. where they would have to
true.
Change the test.
Yeah.
That's true. No, that's true.
That's why
true.
I said it's real, but not 30.
Okay, number 6. Momo's got the lead. Jacob's right behind. The very first lighter, like this. Lighting a cigarette. That kind of lighter.
Yeah.
Was invented almost 3,000 years ago. Is that fact or is that fiction, Bergman?
3,000 years ago?
In ancient Mesopotamia.
Fact.
Fact. Jacob.
I will go fiction.
Jacob goes fiction. Momo?
Fact.
Oh, then fact. And then you went with me.
Brian.
I'm going to go fiction.
Fiction. Laura.
I'm going with Brian and Jacob. Fiction.
Fiction is the correct answer. Yeah. No, think about
come
this.
Come on, 3,000 years, people? Come on.
They got some flint and some magnesium, what? And they just did it.
That's what I was thinking.
You think, just did the you damn thing.
Jesus
you know?
Like ever, you the, yeah, Jesus ever took a drag now? Off a cigarette? There were no lighters.
Moses actually
but, like,
used
the lighter. Some Moses, flint yeah. magnesium. Yeah.
Moses used the
and
lighter.
They can
to
bring that thing
it was,
up.
Yeah. It was the last thing Job did before all the hell broke out.
That's right.
Okay. And they were lighting the menorah. They used the lighter. That's why it stayed for 8 nights.
I think somebody rigged up some of that stuff.
Everybody's in this. Jacob, 4. Momo, 4. Brian, 3. Laura, 2. Bergman, actually, you're having a bad
How many more?
Am I out?
One.
How
One.
Many more questions?
Bergman, you are out.
I know, that was,
that was fun, Jacob.
Out. Nice to play with you.
Okay, here we go. Number 7. The Waffle House Index is an informal measurement used by FEMA to determine the severity of a storm based on the number of Waffle House restaurants that remain open. Is that fact or fiction? We'll start with Momo.
Fact.
Momo says fact. Jacob.
Fiction.
Fiction. Brian.
I like fact here.
Fact here. And Laura.
I worked for FEMA, so I better get this right. I want to go fiction.
The correct answer is fact.
100%.
It is an actual statistic.
Fire.
I have heard that.
Well, I mean, I quit. I didn't like working for them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, they measure
That's
it
totally
by Waffle
true,
House records.
Because they're always open.
Yep.
So if they have to close, then it's a big deal.
So we got a very tight race. It's Momo 5, Jacob 4, Brian 4. We've got 2 left.
Let's go.
I'm out, right?
Yes, you're out, Laura. Yeah. Number 8. The spiked dog collar was invented by the ancient Greeks to protect their dogs from wolf attacks. Is that fact or is that fiction, Momo?
Why do I have to go first every time?
Because you're leading.
You're leading.
Fiction.
Fiction. Brian?
I'm going to go fact.
Brian goes fact. Jacob?
Fact.
And it is a fact.
Dang
yes.
It.
By the way, it makes perfect sense.
It sounded right.
Right.
It sounded too correct.
Okay, so this will decide.
I was like, sounds too right. I'm
this will
no.
decide everything. Jacob, Momo, Brian, all five.
Well, nice, guys. Yes, nice.
Always right at the end, Jacob.
Oh, yeah.
She
Momo
does.
Gets very excited.
She does, yeah.
I got to really lock in here.
Number nine. Craig Kimbrell is the current active leader in career saves in Major League Baseball. Is that fact or is that fiction?
Active, huh?
Momo.
It's active either Kimbrell or Kenley Jansen. And I'm going to say that is a fact.
Says a fact. Brian, is that fact or fiction? Craig Kimbrell.
I think it's between those two. I'm going to go fiction.
Fiction. Jacob?
So hold on. Can we repeat that question?
Yes. Craig Kimbrell is the current active leader in career saves in Major League Baseball. Does he
is
have the most of
question?
Everybody that's still playing? Yes.
So you either try to tie me or you try to beat me.
Well, Brian.
Well, Brian.
Oh,
yeah, Brian's in it too.
Okay. All right.
Brian said fiction.
Yep.
I did, yes.
She said fact. I'm going with fact.
Jacob. I am so sorry.
Oh, Jacob.
It is fiction. It is Kenley Jansen. Brian with the win.
Dang.
By the way.
Oh, boy.
Brian is leading the month with three.
Damn, oh, man.
And he hit a six-leg parlay on Parlay Picks this week.
He's coming up, Brian.
Yeah.
I'm definitely
tiebreaker. Tiebreaker just for fun. Okay. There was a question there about SAT scores.
Okay.
What's the average SAT score on a scale of 1 to 1600?
1600 is still the score?
Yep.
Yeah, they changed it, didn't they?
In 2023, what was the average score in 2023? Remember, it's 1 to 1600. Momo, what do you think?
1,000.
1,000. Jacob?
I would say 1,350.
1,350.
Ooh, that's high. That's
right,
a good score.
It's a bunch
that's
of geniuses. Brian?
1,150.
1,150. Laura?
I was going to say 1,150. I'll go 1,130.
1,130. And Bergman?
1,150 was my score, so I was going to go with that, but it's 1,160.
The correct answer was, and hit it almost on the nose, 1,032. 1,032.
Wow.
So Momo had it
32.
Cold.
I guess all my friends had 1,300.
1,032.
I thought it always had ended with a zero, no?
It No, not when you do an average.
Oh, yeah, well, average. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Do you want to fact check me again?
I do. Yeah. I can do it right now. I'll go
I thought it was
I'll
out of 2,400 now, isn't it? Didn't they add something else in there?
No, not according to the internet.
Oh, okay.
The internet.
Not according to Backrub. Not according to Backrub.
Search on Backrub. By the way, is that not weird?
That's
this says
1028.
So I said 1032?
Yeah.
It also doesn't
it
end in a zero.
But it doesn't end in
zero. I still win.
Okay. So Jacob, okay. We were just talking about private jets, and I'm wondering why I've never been invited on yours.
The reason is I've never been invited on mine either.
We figured you had a private jet. It was that color of yellow, and it had you on it.
The only private
Lakers
jet,
logo.
Right.
Maybe you were upside down.
Yeah, the only one that I've been on that's yellow with something with Lakers is called Southwest.
Southwest. There you go.
Wow.
Have you ever been on a private jet?
Of course. Yeah.
See, I
oh,
never
of
have.
Course.
I've
yeah.
never been on.
No, because
a private
I mean,
you said that
you know,
so.
No, let's put it this way. I mean it in the sense that I've been invited on different sizes.
Yep.
I am one of those people that if I'm on a plane and I'm going to Vegas
yep.
and there's bumps,
yeah.
I'm one of those that hangs on.
Oh, really?
So that's why I'm not really into the private jets because especially if you're going through an
the
area
ones,
where
yeah.
there's a lot of
turbulence, right.
those are the ones that you're literally
same.
On
when I went up to, on that private jet to Vancouver, we flew through the, what are those mountains called? The Sierra Nevadas, but above.
Sure.
Above
yeah, that's...
The ones in Washington.
The North Sierra Nevada.
Yeah, but I think they have some another thing. There's another name.
That thing? That's not
we're
thing,
going
right?
through there. And I was like, their mountains are right there. Like,
yeah.
this is so how
yeah, it's
one
a little,
of those,
yeah.
those
yeah.
rock stars die. And I mean,
yeah.
I was like, oh,
Buddy Holly.
So scary. Yeah.
yeah. So, Jacob, how are you feeling so about little. The Lakers? You know, they're up, they're down. They were up this weekend, 1-2. They got lost to Sacramento badly on last Wednesday. They play Sacramento again tomorrow night. How are you feeling?
You know what? I am still reeling from that Sacramento loss.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I went to the game, you know, I had some really, really good seats. I was invited by a friend of mine, and we were up by 20,
yeah.
right? And I'm right mm-hmm. there. These guys are coming. They're talking. And then suddenly, they checked out.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, they could not stop De'Aaron Fox. He went to his left four times in a row, and three times he ended up getting fouled. So
yeah.
frustrating, but they're 8-1, right? They're looking good, and you know, you just got to try to put that behind.
But tomorrow
you.
Night, you got to win that game tomorrow night.
Oh, 100%.
You got to win that. You can pull within a half of the 7. You don't want to be the 10. I think they fall to 10 again if they lose tomorrow night to Sacramento. So they got to win, and they're only 2 out of the 6.
You know what? It's those key games that you have to win, right?
Yes.
It's just like when they play Denver, right?
Yep.
You ask yourself, why have they lost so many? They're in every single game until the last 2 minutes.
Yep.
And then they can't hit the shot, and Denver comes down and hits a three-pointer.
Yeah.
So you got to get these wins because they're more than just wins in the win column. They're also moral victories.
And
for
you're
you
playing
to
the teams in front of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're in front of us.
Yeah, those are double whammies.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Everything else good?
Thank God.
Yeah.
Everything's great.
Awesome, man. I'm sorry you didn't win again.
Second? It's okay. Listen,
second place. You finished second again.
I'm telling you.
This is me every time on Around the Horn. I always make it to the showdown, and I never win.
Yeah.
Because I'm just not a closer. I don't have the one-liner.
I appreciate that.
I don't have the, well, you're a closer in court, but when I'm on Around, every time we do go to the showdown, you have to have these one-liners, these quippy things, and I'm just not so quippy.
Yeah.
You won 2 weeks ago, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah, Jacob won. And Momo, I can't imagine you're ever quipless.
Reality will take pity on me and give me the win or something.
Right? You're quipless.
I am quipless sometimes.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Jacob, great seeing you. As always, Game Games brought to you by Jacob Imrani. If you are involved in any kind of accident, remember, call jacob.com. Great seeing you, man. See you next week.
You too, guys.
Time Bye-bye. For some super crosstalk.
Well,
it's very kind of you, but Momo has exited the building.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
Take 2.
All right.
La, 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 la,
there you go.
Better.
Better. Yeah, Momo's on her way, I think, to Oklahoma City.
Yep.
Is that what she said?
So she's talking to the Thunder.
On her way talking to the Thunder and stuff, and Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. Yeah. So she's working on a big story. So Cappy, are you ready for pickleball?
You want me to tell you the honest truth, or you want me to make something up?
I'd rather you say the honest thing, to be honest with you.
The honest truth is that since last year's pickleball tournament,
mm-hmm.
I think I have played pickleball a grand total of about 2 times for a total of about 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
So I am significantly underprepared as of today.
Yep.
Now, Sedano has been playing with DeMarco.
I heard.
And
Mike
Beto
Trudell.
And McMiniman and Trudell. And the scouting report on Trudell is that, you know, he's a former collegiate soccer player who's still in good shape. He's got lateral movement. He's got hand-eye coordination. And he has taken to the game quite quickly. So to answer your question, Mace, I am woefully underprepared for this year's pickleball event. How about you?
Shadano's there. Shadano, you've been I heard you were out
today
playing pickleball. Yeah.
We played today. We played for Trudell only played for an hour because he had to go catch his Lakers flight with John and them. But Beto, DeMarco, and I played round robin with a bunch of 60 and 50-year-old ringers for another hour. So we played 2 straight hours of pickleball today.
The 60 and 50-year-old ringers are usually really, really good.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they were really good. And they taught us a few things here and there, which was actually kind of nice.
Oh, yeah? What'd you learn? So,
I'm
go
not
going to
reveal
oh,
my,
come on, come
what
on,
I've learned
go.
To you. You are the competition.
Yeah, I played pickleball last March.
What
and
do you mean, no?
Last March. And
wait a second, Mace.
Yeah.
I mean, George, you consider Mason, who has told everybody how awful he is, and we got to see his performance last year, and he's playing with Lindsay
I don't think
baseball.
He played poorly last year.
He didn't.
Well, no, actually, we played okay last year because I had my brother. We actually won the first round in the tournament, but went out after that. And then you guys kicked our ass in the 7-10 round robin.
Right. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
No offense.
So you are underestimating everyone. I go in there. Everyone is a competitor. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I am. I'd rather go in overestimating people than underestimating people. This is going to be your problem.
Well,
you know,
no,
this
I
is
respect
like when you wanted
opponent.
To do. No, this is exactly like when we were at the golf tournament a couple years ago, and you said you could easily do 50 push-ups, and then you almost collapsed and died after 40.
That is true.
That's true. That is true.
But
I do respect.
Jump rope. You jump
I do respect
rope
my
50
opponent.
Times.
Thank you, Bergie. It was 100, but thank you, Bergie.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
was it 100?
Yeah.
So it is going to be a blast next week.
Where's Momo, by the way?
Momo had to go. She's on her way to Oklahoma City to interview Shade Gilgeous Alexander.
No, that's nice. Well, that's interesting because I saw her in Phoenix and she was telling me she was doing a story on Shay then. So
yeah, she's bouncing around a lot with him. So I want to make sure everybody knows Pickleball Madness Tournament next Saturday, Agape Pickleball Center, Miles Square Park in Fountain Valley. Food, drinks, games, fun zone, March Madness, all that kind of stuff is going on. And there's a gigantic birthday card for Mason.
But, Mace, have you been practicing at all?
Yeah, I told you I played.
When?
Last March.
Oh. Are you planning on playing between now and next Saturday? And, by the way, you just said next Saturday. And I don't really ever know the date. So, for example, today, this afternoon, 3 o'clock this afternoon, me and George were invited to a meeting.
Okay.
That when I received the invite, I said yes, but I didn't even look at the date because I assumed it's a week from now. You know, I'm like, nobody's going to schedule a meeting for later today. Well, it was for later today.
Did you miss it?
You missed the meeting?
No, I didn't miss it. I made it.
No, I was late, though.
I made it, but it was only because somebody texted me and goes, dude, are you coming to this meeting? I go, wait, it's today?
Yeah, you have no sense of time or...
No, I don't have a sense of the date. So here, when you just said that the pickleball tournament is next Saturday...
Yes.
That just caught me off guard. I thought I had weeks to prepare, and I don't.
No, you don't.
It's next Saturday.
It's been on the calendar for a very long time, Cap.
Really long time.
If you want to play together as a team for one day, we can figure this out.
You know? Are you going to play? I assumed you were playing together.
We have not played once together since last year.
Nope, not once.
But are you not teammates this year in the tournament?
We are teammates. We are teammates. But we are practicing independent of one another.
Oh, I see. You're training.
Well, you just said you've only played an hour since the last tournament.
Right, but George, I want you to know something. Now, tomorrow, the Lakers play at 7, which means that we get off the air at 5:30 tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
No, you get off the air at 5:30.
Oh, that's right.
I'll be in Sacramento.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I am playing pickleball tomorrow with a bunch of very experienced pickleball players.
Mm.
And this weekend... I have a private coaching session.
Okay.
Wow.
With a pro pickleballer.
Well, listen, let me tell you something. Kathy and Sylvia and Gil and all these folks in Manhattan Beach taught us a thing or two today. We learned some stuff today, which I thought was fascinating.
So I'm going to pickleball camp this weekend.
Okay. Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
I'm going to a spot that's more like, it's actually kind of a resorty kind of place, but
yeah,
they've got pickleball courts.
Spot, I thought you were going to leave off the tee. I thought you said you were going to go to a spa.
It kind of is.
It kind of is. But they've got pickleball courts.
Yeah.
So I intend to play every day while I'm at pickleball camp, and then the rest of the time I'll be doing the spa part of things.
Okay. And is this just Saturday, Sunday? Are you taking
a
couple
Fridays,
days off?
No, I'm off Friday and Monday. So I'm off Friday. We're leaving then and coming back on Monday. I'm really excited for it, and I'm glad that I'm bringing my racket. I've got a racket for one or a paddle. Yeah,
paddle.
I don't even have the terminology right.
It's not a tennis racket. It's a pickleball paddle.
But we're gonna play, and hopefully there's some ringers out there to teach us a few things.
Where are you going back to Murrieta Hot Springs?
No, they're not done yet.
Where are you going?
That didn't go
over
so well.
I don't think I want to just come out and say exactly where I'm going to be.
Because if you were telling me where you were going, maybe I'd come meet you, you know? I mean, now that we're all BFFs and all.
You guys are best friends now.
Yeah. It's,
well, you know what it is?
It's Palm Springs, Cappy. I don't know if you want to come out there.
Well, I would love to come out there. As a matter of fact, not only would I love to come out there, but I got a buddy of mine who is the tennis pro, and that makes him sort of de facto pickleball pro,
ADJ
out at La Quinta.
Oh,
and
nice.
And he'll spend a lot of time with us.
Okay, you want to come out?
Yeah, you know what it is, Bergie?
What's that?
It's like me and Mace are like BFFs, but it's really, really Rachel and Juan that are like BFFs. Don't you get that vibe, Mace?
They totally hit it off. They
got along. Huh?
I think they exchanged numbers.
Right.
I think they really got along well.
So right. Rachel likes Juan better than Morales.
Rachel likes Juan better than Morales.
Sure, I would say yes, probably.
Yeah, I would have to say yes to
that's
that.
That's affirmative.
Yeah, I have to say yes.
Yeah.
Say yes to that.
I like Rachel. She's fun to party
with.
She
is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is the life of the party.
Yeah. That's we ended up not going to Madonna that night because the tickets never got cheap. They were still like $400 a seat. We waited till the very last minute because Madonna's concert starts at 8, and of course she goes on at 10. So we were looking at tickets like at 8:30 to see if there was anything nothing really available for less than $400. If we could have gotten it cheap, we would have definitely gone because I've never seen her in real life.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've never seen her.
I saw her probably like a decade ago, so she was pretty good back then.
You probably saw closer to prime Madonna.
It was when she was dating A-Rod.
Oh, yeah.
Did you go
with A-Rod? Yeah, that's right.
Because he was at the concert.
Oh, you didn't go with him.
I did not go with him. He and I were not. Actually, so it was probably like 15 years ago because he and I were not like friendly then.
Yeah, it's one of the ones that someday you hope I
saw. How friendly are you now?
I don't know. Someone in the circle of trust might have mentioned that they saw me and him bro hugging the other night at the game.
Oh, really?
Right.
There's
but
a big
bro
hug?
Bro hug is one thing, but I mean, like, put it this way. If you like, wanted to call, if you wanted to call her out and you go, hey, listen, A-Rob, my boy Cap is going to be up in Minnesota and he needs like 8 courtside passes.
No, I wouldn't that? Do that to I wouldn't do that. First of all, I wouldn't do that to anybody.
You wouldn't do that? No.
So, no.
I would do it for you.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes,
you,
I would. If you called
I don't
me
need 8
said,
courtside seats.
If you called me and you said, hey, listen, I'm going up to a New England Patriots game and your boy's the OC up there. Mm-hmm. I want to be on the field before the game and I want to take 3 of my buddies with me. I go, George, you're with me. I got you hooked up.
Right, but I would not ask for 8 field passes like
well,
you do.
Well, how about 4?
And,
four
no,
field
I
passes?
Wouldn't ask for any field passes.
Okay. 0 field passes.
No.
Field okay. passes are cool.
Yeah, they're awesome.
I you know,
I'm trying
just,
to see if the Rams are playing the Patriots this year because I would totally hit you up.
You know what I mean? And just be like, hey, I'm so-and-so. Like, I've covered some of your games over the years. Like, I would actually ask for buy tickets.
They play
what
the Patriots.
At Foxborough, Rams versus New England.
Okay.
I will go to
what's
that game
date?
If you can
what's,
get me field pass. It's
King.
Schedule's not out yet. Oh, it's right. just one of their away opponents is okay. the Patriots.
Hey, count on it. And here's what we do. We okay. take Juan.
Yep.
Because he's a Rams fan.
He is a Rams fan, yep.
And we take Rachel because she just likes to go and have a good time.
She's fun.
And now
and
we got all...
Boston's a fun town, although we don't know when it is, right? It could right. be really cold.
It
right.
could be cold. It could be early. We don't know. But I've never been to Foxborough. It would be really cool. Well, I know you're very tight with Alex, and it would be great to be there.
Yeah, and now we've got 4 field passes, and we just need him to get 4 more.
Sweet.
Now, I don't know who the other 4 are for.
Sweet.
But, Kathy, you know what? I probably should have just said yes because you'd never go to Minnesota anyway.
What do you mean? Yes, I would.
For field passes, yeah, right. he would.
Yeah, I mean, if A-Rod is hosting me, I'd go.
You know what's years ago when we had the USC Trojans on the station?
Mm-hmm. Which I think we should have them back on the station. I think we should have them back.
I would love, they're certainly welcome to come back.
That's my opinion.
But I used to get field passes for every single USC game. This was in the Pete Carroll days. Mm-hmm. So I watched every single game with my best friend on the field for USC. What's that?
Snoop?
No, a guy named Don Harris.
Oh.
Great guy.
Not Will Ferrell.
Not Will Ferrell, no. We're not that tight. Oh. But every game on the field was fantastic. Now USC has tightened up completely, and you can't get out there the way you used to be able to
you
get
were
out
last
there.
Year. You went with like Morales and a couple people on
the
field.
We did go down on the field. Me and Morales and I think Josh from the social media team went down on the field last year. It's cool. I mean, it's cool, and I think the Trojans have a chance to be really good this year. I'd love to be back on the field.
Well, I mean, you also said that last year. It didn't work
I say it every year.
Yeah.
Do they have
I mean, they're probably
right
like an 8-win team this
oh,
year.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, they have a quarterback.
Yeah, Miller Moss.
Yeah, dude. Didn't you see what he did?
Did
in
you
the
not
Holiday
see him
Bowl?
Light it up
in
a
bowl game? Like,
light it up in at the Holiday Bowl?
No.
I mean, they're probably an 8-win team this year. And Cappy, don't switch now because you actually said that you thought I was crazy to say they were an 8-win team next year in the Big Ten.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that the schedule is going to be too hard. But I will say this. Berge says, do they have a quarterback? Hey, that kid, Miller Moss, that guy has waited his time. That guy has been loyal to his school. That guy has been more about being at USC than he was about his own, you know, playing time situation. I love players like that.
So
I love a good story.
We're planning a trip to Ann Arbor. USC plays at
the
Michigan.
The Big House is a cool place to go visit once.
I was there years and years ago. Oh, Ann Arbor is a really fun town. But I we're definitely going to go see them at Ann Arbor. The schedule is relatively tough. They open with LSU.
Loss.
That's like the Vegas kickoff game or whatever on September 1st.
Berge goes loss.
Utah State.
They do not have an easy schedule.
Utah State is actually not an easy schedule.
And Utah State for a group of 5 is not a gimme either.
But they're going to be fine. At Michigan, probably a loss. Wisconsin at home.
At
Minnesota.
They should beat Wisconsin at home.
Penn State at the Coliseum. Tough.
Tough.
Be fun, though.
Yeah.
Be fun to see them. Maryland, Rutgers.
Maryland, new quarterback this year, so they should win that game. Rutgers not going to be easy. They're gonna bludgeon you. And USC does not play well against teams that like to like play super physical.
At Washington.
Like Utah last year.
Correct. At Washington, that's tough up there in Seattle.
Hello, new quarterback there. Nebraska at home. I don't know what you get with Nebraska.
But they're getting a kid from Arizona, the kid who was the backup to Fifita, who went with their coach. So.
And then at UCLA.
That's tough. Still tough.
That's a win for USC. I think let's be honest.
Yeah, they're going to beat UCLA.
I mean, by the end of the season, UCLA could be a completely different team than
could
they
be. We'll see. I do think the Trojans' defense is going to improve dramatically because of Danton Lynn.
Yeah, he's a really, really good coordinator, and they also took a couple of guys from UCLA's defense to go over there, too.
Yeah, so hopefully. And yeah, I would love to be working with USC again.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
Fingers crossed.
So Mace, what else you got? What you're gonna play? You're gonna go away.
Yep,
for a couple
gonna go
days.
Away. Yep.
You're not really gonna play pickleball.
I am 100.
I don't buy that.
1,000,000, 100% playing
pickleball. I want video proof of this.
There will be. I just watch my Instagram story, which is really popping.
What about your TikTok?
My TikTok. I'll do it on the TikTok
is that
too.
Popping too?
Yeah, TikTok? The TikTok's popping less right now than the Instagram story. I got to get the TikTok to pop more.
Hey, did you see my Instagram yesterday?
Yeah. No, I did not see it. What did you do?
That was amazing, Cappy.
What'd you do?
I'm going to wait until you see it.
Oh, wait a minute. Was this the thing where you
dancing?
Were... Yeah, were you at the thing at Venice Beach where they were jumping over you and stuff?
Yeah, I didn't get
jumped
over. And
he didn't leave a
tip. I didn't
leave a tip. Yeah, what was that, Cappy? I heard you guys talking about it yesterday. Why didn't you tip?
Well,
why'd you run away?
I planned on tipping because here's the thing. Mace and Juan were waiting in this bar for me and Rachel.
Sure, we were.
And they got there way earlier than we planned. We planned on 4:00.
Yep.
But now it's like 3:15 and Mace and Juan are sitting at this bar. So now I get pulled up into this show, okay? And now it's like 3:55 and I'm like, I don't like to be late for things. And these guys are taking way too long to walk around and ask everybody for tips and stuff. They should have like a Venmo out there. And so now they sit me down. Now it's going to be another 15 minutes before the show is over. And Rachel comes up behind me and goes, come on, we got to go. I'm like, okay, so we bailed. And I felt horrible that I didn't tip. And I was like looking like around all the whole time. Mace, I don't know if you noticed me. I had my head on a swivel like, these guys are going to come kick my ass.
Did you have money in your wallet? Do you have cash?
Yes.
You had cash?
Oh, yes.
Then just go
why
walk
not,
up to
why
him
not
give
him
cash.
Some cash?
Just say, here you go.
Just
I got
to go. Okay, bro, I got to go. I got to meet somebody.
I thought that would be rude to interrupt the show.
Yeah,
that way.
Tip your boardwalk entertainment.
Well, wait a second. They want the money. That's the whole point of it.
You didn't have to interrupt the guy. Like, there's probably multiple guys there, right? You couldn't have just given it to one?
I don't know, man. I ran down that boardwalk, man. I had to get
I will say this. We were waiting a long time, and we were very drunk by the time they got there. Because we were waiting.
Didn't care, but you didn't care.
No, I was feeling fine by the time Cappy and Rachel rolled in.
It was just
in.
Like, hey, what's going on?
I was good and droned.
But I'll tell you guys right now, and I you mark my words on this one, Georgie.
Words marked.
Okay. I will be going back there. I will find those guys. I will show them the video, and I will give them cash.
Okay, good.
Very
I
nice.
Hope you do.
I hope you do.
You will make
some
recompense.
I feel like you're full of crap, but okay.
Yeah, No, it will happen.
I believe everything Cappy says.
It will happen. I don't know
everybody
when, but
does.
It will.
Yeah. All right. Hey, we're back tomorrow at 1. It's Combo Plate. DeMarco Farr is going to be filling in for Ireland tomorrow. It should be great. See you tomorrow. Cappy and Shedano coming up now.